May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of this word. As I said, this is a story of waiting. Maybe not the light-hearted waiting that we all kind of chuckled about before, but it is a story of waiting. Anxious and urgent waiting. Lord, if you had been here. It's also a story of frustrated and fidgeting waiting. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man kept this man alive? Mary and Martha were dear friends of Jesus, as was their brother Lazarus, and they kept vigil over their dying brother. They even sent word to Jesus to get there and help. They helplessly and anxiously waited as Lazarus lay ill and dying. As was the custom, the other Jews in their community waited with them, crying with them, and joining Martha and Mary in their grief. They helplessly waited as their brother lay dying. But at the same time, they hopefully waited. They hopefully waited for Jesus to get there in time enough to prevent the inevitable. On All Saints Sunday, this is where we find ourselves. Waiting. Waiting somewhere between helpless and hopeful. We wait helplessly because life and the world keep churning on around us. Loved ones become ill and sometimes die before we are ready to let them go. Natural disasters, earthquakes and floods and fires come at strange times and in strange places, in addition to all the usual and expected places. Racism and wars drag on no matter how much progress we seem to make toward healing and peace. We wait helplessly through all of life's turmoil, and we call out to Jesus to come to our aid, but he doesn't seem to always get there quite on time. And yet, we also wait hopefully. We wait hopefully because, like Martha and Mary and their neighbors, we've seen glimpses of what Jesus can do. We hear stories like the one about a 4-year-old boy down in Birmingham, Alabama, who gives sandwiches to homeless folks once a week and says to them, "Share the love." And we have hope. We wait hopefully because Muslim nonprofit organizations here in the U.S. raised more than $120,000 for those who were killed and injured at the Tree of Life Synagogue last week. We have hope that these ancient enemies maybe can find peace. And we wait hopefully because we have actually experienced the love of Christ in the presence of the saints that have lived in our midst and gone on before us. We have seen lives of generosity and joy in the midst of turmoil and tragedy, and those lives offer us hope that Jesus is indeed present to call us out of the dark and dank and smelly caves that we find ourselves in, just as he called out Lazarus. So here on All Saints Sunday, as bad news continues to bombard us across all forms of media, on All Saints Sunday, 2 days away from yet one more contentious election, as our lives just keep moving forward, we wait. Helpless and hopeful. The question for us as we wait, the question for us as people of faith and disciples of Jesus is, what do we do while we wait? And for that, I invite you to take a closer look at just how Jesus makes this miracle of raising Lazarus happen. I don't know if you caught it, but there are two commands that he gives in this story. The first command he gives to Lazarus when he says, come out from death and darkness. The second command he gives to the crowd. What did he say to the crowd? Unbind him. He tells the crowd that has gathered around, unbind him. Think about this. Jesus not only performs the miracle, calling Lazarus out, calling him out of death and back to life. It's not complete until he instructs the crowd to do something. He instructs and expects the crowd to participate and actually complete the miracle. He commands the crowd to help him out. Now, we've seen throughout all four of the Gospels that Jesus has the power to heal. He's got the power to miraculously feed. He's got the power to restore to community, to bring to life, to redeem people. But this time, he doesn't just simply zap away the death and zap away those cloths that bind Lazarus in death. This time, he calls the community, the people gathered round, to do the work of unbinding this person who was held captive in a dark and dank cave. As we wait here, saints, caught somewhere between helpless and hopeful, Jesus calls us to come out. He calls us to come out of the caves where the power of fear makes us feel helpless. He calls us to come out because the shooting of innocent people in grocery stores, in churches, in synagogues, in schools, and now even yoga studios. He calls us to come out because the politics of fear, because the language of hate never get the final say. As we wait here, saints caught somewhere between helpless and hopeful, Jesus calls us to join him, to join him in God's life-giving work. He calls us to participate with him. He calls us to extend and even to complete God's resurrection work by caring for, by standing with, by lending our courage, by giving our hope to our neighbors who are suffering and grieving and are most vulnerable and in need. As we wait here, even though we often feel so helpless, we are called to hope. We are called to do the work of unbinding, for we are the instruments of God's resurrection life. We are the instruments of God's grace. We are the instruments of God's power here.